This summer, the city of Detroit marks two major milestones. These are the 50th anniversary of the 1967 riots and the 4th anniversary of the city's bankruptcy filing. As indicated by a recent Wall Street Journal article, two different Detroits have emerged out of these events. One is a diminished city. After its riots, the city emerged as a poster child for white flight. Its white, non-Hispanic population declined dramatically, falling from 84% of population in 1950 to 34% in 1980 and to less than 8% by 2010. In recent years, Detroit's population loss has been driven by the departure of African-American residents. Between 2011 and 2015, the city's African-American population declined by about 55,000 people, even as white population climbed. There is another Detroit that has taken root downtown. There, population is growing, particularly among white, college-educated residents who might previously have preferred the city's suburbs, many of which are highly affluent. Unfortunately, the zip codes that are encompassed by the downtown revitalization are associated with only 7% of Detroit's population and 8% of its land area. For WYPR, I'm Aniban Basu.